I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Haiti is ill-prepared for a political crisis. This year, an earthquake and a cholera epidemic have devastated the Caribbean country. There was hope that last month's presidential election would at least produce a functioning government. But thousands of people were not able to vote, and observers witnessed incidents of violence, voter intimidation, and ballot box stuffing. Now Haiti's Electoral Council has invited the feuding candidates to appeal the results. Robert Fratton is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia. He is from Port-au-Prince and has written extensively on Haiti's political upheavals. Professor, how critical is it for Haiti to get to a point of political stability soon?
Well, Haiti needs stability in order to deal with the major problems facing the country. As you know, the earthquake has devastated the infrastructure of the country, an infrastructure which was already very weak, and the cholera epidemic has exacerbated those terrible conditions. Those issues cannot be dealt with without some political stability. More importantly, I think, a legitimate government.
And are they being dealt with now? Because what we're hearing today from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is that Haiti's leaders should listen to what Patrick Leahy, the U.S. senator, has called for, that being a freezing of U.S. aid to Haiti. Does that kind of call resonate with Haitian leaders, and would that be likely to make any difference?
Well, it remains to be seen what the United States wants exactly with that freezing. Do they want to punish the Breval administration because the elections were very poorly organized? Do they want to punish all the political class, that is to say, include all the members that are participants in the elections and tell them that until there is an agreement, they will not be allowed to visit the United States or their banking account might be frozen? This remains unclear.
Well, what Secretary of State Clinton is saying that is that it wants to ensure a fair and democratic outcome to the elections. Can Haitian officials at this point, given the state of the country, afford not to heed warnings like that?
Well, I think they have to be very careful. On the other hand, that election was not just an election organized by the Haitian government and the Electoral Council of Haiti. It was also an election that was very much part of the foreign community's involvement in Haiti. So if the elections failed, it's to a large degree not just the fault of Haiti's authority, but also of the international community.
But if you're putting the blame in part on the international community, what could have and should have been done?
I think that it would have been much better to have had some sort of government of national unity created immediately after the earthquake. That would have allowed the country to go on for maybe 2 or 3 years and then organize elections once the emergency situation had been dealt with to some extent.
Is there any reason to believe that there is merit to the argument that Haiti cannot govern itself right now in a time of great crisis and that it should be a protectorate? Do you place any kind of merit in that?
Well, frankly, I don't think this is going to work. I mean, Haiti, to a large extent, is a de facto protectorate. Many Haitians don't like it, but you look at the budget of Haiti, it's virtually something like 70% coming from outside forces. You look at the peacekeepers, they are the UN. So while you have a government in name, it's really a situation where you are talking to some extent as a de facto protectorate with all the disadvantages of foreign intrusion without the consequences.
So it's like you're saying that it's a de facto protectorate without the advent of protection.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Robert Fratton, professor of politics at the University of Virginia. His most recent book is called The Roots of Haitian Despotism. Thanks a lot, Professor.
Thank you very much.